Hi, friends. Over the past 25 years, we've experienced just about every kind of market environment imaginable. Two major bear markets, a global financial crisis, a pandemic, multiple wars, political divides, inflation spikes, the popping of the dot-com bubble, and now a new AI bubble beginning to form. And yet, through all of that, a $1 million investment in the S&P 500 on January 1st, 2000 has grown to more than $7 million today. So what can the past 25 years teach us about the next 25? First, uncertainty is normal and it's permanent. Every year had its reasons to sell or sit on the sidelines. Those who waited for clarity often missed the strongest rebounds. The market's long-term rewards have always belonged to those who stayed invested, diversified, and patient. Second, innovation and resilience drive long-term growth. In 2000, Apple had just launched the iPod, Amazon mostly sold books, and the internet was just getting started. The companies leading the market 25 years from now will likely look very different than the ones leading today. But progress and innovation will continue to propel opportunity. Third, discipline matters more than prediction. If you had simply rebalanced, stayed globally diversified, and resisted emotional decisions, you would have captured the compounding power that markets consistently reward. And finally, planning turns volatility into strategy. When you have a clear financial plan, one that prepares for downturns before they happen, short-term market noise becomes just that, noise. So as we look ahead to the next 25 years, let history be our guide. The path won't be smooth, but it will likely be rewarding for those who remain optimistic and patient. At Precilium, that's exactly how we help our clients invest: with perspective, preparation, and a plan designed to endure whatever comes next. Thank you, and I look forward to talking with you next Friday morning.